Lily Alfonso is a cashier at USA Recycle and Metal Yard. The mother of two is 30, but looks much younger. Wearing a tight white shirt and jeans, she peers out through dirty windows, partially shielded by black solid steel metal bars. Like a bank, it protects the cash she keeps inside. Beyond the window is a mountain of smoke and metal, a wasteland guarded by a three-story yellow crane, constantly smashing the debris with its giant claws. The constant pounding, that she can handle. But certain customers are driving her batty. Today, it's three brothers who have a history of cheating the scrap metal and recycling center by increasing the weight of the metal they find. Lily calls them the Monzos.
I've never met people like this, never, like in my entire life. Like a washing machine or something, full of rocks, full of sand. I have the guys that are seeing what they're throwing, right? So they come and tell me, hey, this guy threw a lot of trash. So when they come here, I have to deduct like maybe 200 to 300 pounds. And he just goes off on me. And he goes off and off and off.
Lily uses an intercom system to call Angel outside.
Angel, you check if this guy can throw any trash. Anything, you let me know.
Angel is a small, quiet man with gloves and a large gardening hat. He's handling the scales and checking the Monzo's latest find, a refrigerator for anything extra. He signals there's no cheating. The weight from the scales outside show up on Lily's computer, and she multiplies that number with the list of the metal's going rate for the day. It's a small scrap shop in a sea of a global commodities market, whose number one customer is China. Unfortunately, because China's economy has stagnated, so has the metals market. And Lily's customers are feeling the effects.
Everybody thinks that I'm stealing from them, that I steal pounds and this and that and blah, blah, blah. So it's just drama, only drama.
Today, the assortment of rods, chairs, and refrigerator bring in a hefty profit because metals like aluminum, copper, and nickel are the creme de la creme of scrap metal. Those are the metals that China wants to make all the stuff we buy. And today, these metals are going for roughly 60 cents a pound. And the Monzos have truckloads of it, to the tune of 240 bucks. But the Monzos want $20 more. And they're not checking the current events or commodity prices. They just know they got more before. And they won't budge unless Lily calls her manager and cousin, Alex.
Alex. Hey, Alex, vamos a...
From outside the office window, one of the Monzos call out to Alex on the phone. And Alex agrees to $20 more.
And this is tax-free. They're not able to report taxes, so they have more money than you and I together, I think.
Making this kind of money is usually reserved for the super scrappers, where scrapping is an actual job. And only a few of Lily's customers have reached the level of scrapping the Monzos have. Most, if not all, use scrapping as a supplemental form of income and only make less than 10 bucks per visit. From the looks of it, anything can be scrapped for money. Glass bottles, the guts of cars, ovens, and spools of electric wires thrown across the yard. And the man in charge of organizing the yard is none other than Leo Dominguez and his rather excited companion.
Yeah, that's my bodyguard.
Oh, really? What's his name?
Spanky.
As Spanky looks on, Leo's directing a large flatbed truck. On top of the truck is a trailer the size of a small bus. Jose Pedrosa is the driver.
So my part in this whole thing is just getting the product from where it was purchased to the recycling plant.
A peddler hired Jose to bring the container here.
The prices that are being paid for steel and aluminum are at a very low point. And that's making it hard for peddlers to make a living.
The crane's metal claw starts pounding through the container. And within minutes, it's obliterated into pieces, prepped for a journey across land and sea to China. In the process, the shiny stuff will be melted, broken, and reshaped into new things. New things that will eventually become old things, as offerings for Lily. Denise Guerra, Annenberg Radio News.